This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've been spending a lot of time this week on the results of our National Economic Survey, the Marketplace Edison Research Poll, and how, for a whole lot of people in this country, the economic recovery doesn't really feel like one. Student loans are a big part of that story. Half the people we heard from who are paying off student debt are having difficulty making the payments. And they're not necessarily, by the way, the young underemployed millennials we've heard so much about. Two-thirds of college debt in this country is owed by people over the age of 30. So from the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR, Amy Scott talked to some of them.
When Tanya McAneer opens up her small boutique in San Diego's South Park, she's greeted by a skull in a wedding veil on display for Halloween.
It's a good day in South Park, Bad Madge. This is Tanya.
The shop, Bad Madge and Company, sells an eclectic mix of mid-century furniture and vintage fashion.
Right now I have these red velvet swag lamps from the 70s, and they look directly out of the Playboy Mansion. They're just amazing.
McAneer isn't just a small business owner. She also produces fashion shows and teaches fashion merchandising at the college level. For a long time, she did that with just an associate's degree. But back in 2008, when the economy was in the dumps, her profession was changing too.
A lot of the fashion college was requiring a bachelor's degree.
So at the age of 41, McAneer joined a growing crowd of adults who went back to school during the recession. She had to work, so she signed up for an online program at the Academy of Art University, a for-profit college based in San Francisco. At about $2,400 per course, it was pricey. Like most students, she needed loans.
To be honest with you, I didn't really think about the debt. I felt like, you know, with my degree, I could continue teaching, continue having my own business and having several streams of income.
That's not how it worked out. Just as McAneer was about to finish her degree, the small fashion college where she taught shut down. Her income dropped by two-thirds. As she searched for work, she found that many schools were now requiring a master's. Today, she's teaching a few classes and making a small income from her store and barely making a dent in her $65,000 student loan balance.
As a single woman, I'm 48, and I'm scared for my retirement. I feel like crying when I think about it. Every night I go to bed and go, what am I going to have when I am, you know, in my 70s?
McAneer has a lot of company. Almost 40% of the people we surveyed who are paying off student loans say the education wasn't worth the debt. And the regret can be even greater for those who have less time to pay it off. Anthony Carnevale directs the Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce. He says going back to school in mid-career can be a really smart move.
When you combine a mid-career degree with somebody who's got 20, 25 years of work experience and know-how, the effects can be very powerful. Now, of course, the effect lasts for fewer years because you're older.
Adding a lot of debt to the equation makes it even more complicated. The important thing, Carnevale says, is to do the math first.
The older you are, you must be a lot more careful in making the choices. And when you hit 30 grand, which is about the average for debt for a BA, you need to pause and think about that.
Kim Norris did think about it. She's 48 and lives in Jacksonville, Florida. About 10 years ago, Norris realized she needed an associate's degree to advance in the medical billing and coding field.
I was really, really very, you know, concerned about the cost of it, but I felt like the end would justify the means. You know, once I graduate, I'll be able to pay my loans back without a problem.
But when she did graduate from the University of Phoenix in 2008...
people were getting laid off left and right. I actually was laid off once. And to have that competitive edge, you really needed to have something else under your belt.
So she went back for a bachelor's. And when that turned out not to be enough of an edge, she got an MBA.
I'm close to $80,000 in school loans. And I've been struggling trying to find work that will allow me to pay bills and to pay those loans back.
As it turns out, the credentials she's falling back on are the medical billing and coding certificates she got for a few thousand dollars. Both Norris and McAneer and others I talked to say they believe they got a good education, but it wasn't worth the price. Economist Anthony Carnevale says they may just need to wait for the economy to get a little stronger. As it continues to improve, the jobs employers are adding are jobs that require degrees.
And so hopefully a lot of people who made bad bets several years ago, those bets will begin to pay off.
But older grads with fewer working years ahead of them don't have as much time to wait. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.